Greg Likens alongside John Kajemi here for Dolphins.com. And John, the time is finally here. We now have the Dolphins 2014 schedule. It's been released, and interesting to see that you've got two division games to start things off. Let's start there in the division. Start things off. Home opener is at home at Sun Life Stadium against the Patriots on September 7th.
Well, it should be exciting inside of Sun Life Stadium for the Miami Dolphins to start fast, and they're going to need to start fast with Tom Brady and the Patriots coming to town inside of Sun Life Stadium. And then they back that up with another AFC East division rival as they go on the road to the Buffalo Bills. So two games right away that you want to put away to start fast in this season.
Only the second time since 2008 that the Dolphins will start at home. Ironically, it was the Patriots before, again, 2011, a Monday night game in which they lost to New England at home. Looking at the other slate of games in the division, you got to go a little bit further down the line to week number 11, November 13th. They play the Bills on Thursday Night Football. So that's the first primetime matchup we see. And then a couple of weeks later in week 13, they play the Jets on Monday Night Football. So those are the two primetime games that happen to come within the division. John, when you take a look at those two matchups, both in the division and on primetime television, those should be fun.
It should be a lot of fun, and it's one of the games that playing the Buffalo Bills again inside of Sun Life Stadium will be nice, because on the road is where the Dolphins have had trouble late in the year. So now they get the Bills to travel down to South Florida later in the season. What I like about this schedule is you have the Jets just about in the same position they were last year on the schedule. The first game of December, the last game of the season at home. So it's a nice way to end off your season, because you have three of the four games that you end the schedule with at home, so that you can control the emotion, the tempo, the pace of your environment with your home fans. So that'll be nice to see if the Dolphins can close after that fast start we were talking about.
You just mentioned that three of the last four games at home. And interesting, last year on December 1st, you played the Jets on the road. This year, the exact same thing. Last year, you played the Jets at home to wrap up the season on December 29th. This year, wrap up the season at home again with the Jets on December 28th. So some similarities there from a year ago to now, especially with the division opponents. And then the Patriots, you'll be in New England in week 15 for a cold weather game there. But let's look at the overall schedule here. The bye week comes after the week four matchup in London against the Raiders, something we expected. It's the sixth consecutive October bye for this Dolphins team. But John, if we kind of break up the schedule a little bit here, look at those first six games and through the first 7 weeks, we talk about the Patriots week one, Bills week two, Chiefs week three, and then the Raiders on the road. And then you've got Packers and Bears. Packers at home, Bears on the road. A couple of NFC North teams that you got back-to-back. I know that was one of the things that jumped out at you when you looked at the schedule.
Yeah, I think it'll be for synergy of going back over and getting similar opponents. You can get the Packers and the Bears back-to-back after the bye week. I think that'll be advantageous to the coaches to go out and really study two teams at once, because you're going to be able to have familiar teams, familiar film on them. So that's going to work well for the staff. And then you continue with the Jaguars and the Chargers and the Lions until you get to that Thursday night game. So Packers and Bears and Lions kind of bundled up there, but then you have the Vikings the next last game of the season. So I think the schedule really looks pretty good for the Miami Dolphins. I would say, though, with the Patriots at the first game to open up inside of Sun Life Stadium, they're going to have to be ready, and one of those games where you know it's going to be a packed house, a lot of emotion, and you're going to get the Patriots' best right off the bat. So the Dolphins will have to be at their best to match that.
And starting with that Bears game in week 7, you've got a stretch of 5 out of 7 games from week 7 to week 13, which are on the road. So that's arguably the most difficult stretch for the Dolphins, kind of in the middle of the schedule there before they wrap up 3 or 4 at home, which we already mentioned. So you just talk about the Patriots starting off. What other one game, if you had to pick one out, jumps out at you, John, is one that you're really excited about?
Well, I think it's that Packer game after the bye week. I think the Dolphins will get a pretty good idea of what type of team they have, because they will be tested early in week one. They have another home date with the Kansas City Chiefs, and then they'll travel to London to play the Raiders. It's an official home game for the Raiders, but it will be in London. I think that Packer game, that's going to start the grind for the Dolphins. You're going to have 12 games after, you know, starting with Green Bay, and you get them at home. That's going to be the test. If the Dolphins can stay healthy, if they can stay on the field, stay productive, and through that 12-game stretch, that will be the test for the Miami Dolphins in 2014.
And once again, start off with two division games. First at home against the Patriots in week one, week two at the Bills. You wrap up with the Jets at home, much like you did a year ago on December 28th. It's going to be a lot of fun. A Monday night football game in week 13, a Thursday night football game in week 11. John, we're just getting started. We're going to break it all down for you. Make sure you stay tuned here to Dolphins.com for all your offseason coverage, including the schedule, the draft coming up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us for John Congemi. I'm Greg Likens.